areas change. I would say that neighborhood right now had changed probably as little in 40 years or 50 years as anyone I know of. The church right across the side street has been improved and added to some. But in that particular block, very few houses have been torn down, with the exception of one house on the left across the street and one or two clear at the end of the block. About five or six houses in that block are just as it was since I remember.
Yes,
sir. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of places. Now, in this area here, we've lived here 48 years, and it has changed very decidedly. It was houses all the way down to 4th Avenue and more houses across the street. But that particular area over there hasn't changed very much.
Has Rome itself changed very much?
Very much. It has never had a rapid growth, like a boom, like some places did during the war if they had a power plant, ammunition plant, something. But it's had a steady growth. And a lot of industry has come in the last 20 and 25 years. The GE plant and the craft and the paper mill and all of those big things. There's always been a good bit of industry in Rome. It was the stove center of the South some 30 years ago when everybody used stoves. There'd been furniture manufacturing. There had been furniture manufacturing plant here for 60 years or more. And so it's always had a very good balance. With agriculture and manufacturing and cultural. It's been a well-balanced town. See, we have three colleges now. There's a new junior college. We've all had
the
Shorter College, Berry College, and the new junior college, State Junior College.
Do they call the junior college?
Well, it just opened this fall. The buildings aren't finished yet. They're having classes in temporary quarters in town. Will it be called the Rome Junior College? I guess we'll about one up at Dalton. It's called Dalton Junior College.
There's one at Kennesaw.
And Kennesaw. So I suppose it'll just be called Rome Junior College. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
And Rome's had a good cultural background, a lot of music and art interest and so on through the years.
What's the population of Rome?
It's awful to ask me. I may not be too sure. 40,000 is what we just say right off. Now, I don't know what the 1970 census will be, and that 40,000 does not include some outlying districts that ought to be included, perhaps. I mean, there are sections closer to town that aren't counted than some that are quite a distance out that are counted. I guess it's that way in any city.
It's kind of a funny
shape. The big section out of what we call Selimese, where the big brown mill is, that ought to be inside the city. It's no distance at all from town. Way out Garden Lakes. That's inside
Garden
the city. So, depends on the real estate dealer that gets it in, you know.
That's true in all cities. Is there a historical society in Rome?
Yes, there are different groups that are interested in this. Right now, the University Women, AAUW, that I belong to, I'm chairman of the committee that's getting up facts about the history of Rome.
Oh, really?
And there are groups of people who are interested in getting placards and markers here and there. There's a genealogical society, which is right interesting. I've been to some of their programs. And, I'd say there was a normal interest in history.
It seems that there would be a lot of potential.
Yeah, there is. It's a very interesting area. You see, it didn't just grow. This town was founded by a group of men who said, let's build a town here.
Oh,
it'd
really?
Be a good place to have a town.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I can tell you. I've got a poem that's a half an hour all about the history of Rome.
Oh, really?
It really was interesting. There were two men riding from Cassville to Livingston, down near the state line, the whole court one day back in 1833 they stopped to give their horses a drink and to rest down where now is the corner of Broad Street and 3rd Avenue. It was pretty spring there. And while they were sitting there talking, they said, you know, this is a pretty place, be a good place to start a town. With the rivers, they knew that the Oostenaal and the Etowah came together to form the Coosa and the mountains around and fertile valleys. And while they were sitting there, another man rode up on horseback and got off to get a drink and introduced himself to them. He was Philip W. Hemphill, and he lived on a big plantation out where Darlington School is now. In fact, some of the big house that is the president's home, part of it is the same house that he had. And he told me he'd often thought that. They told him what they'd been talking about. And he said, no, I've got a brother-in-law down at Cave Spring. Now, Cave Spring is an older town than Rome, a little town about 16 miles from here.